glad you're with us. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid announcing yesterday that a public option will be in the Senate bill that will allow states to opt out if they want. Reid admits he's not sure if he has enough votes, though. It could be a week before the Congressional Budget Office figures out how much it would cost. President Obama says he will not rush his decision about sending troops to Afghanistan. Some Republicans have been pressuring him to decide quickly about deploying up to 40,000 additional troops, but he says he is not ready. We now know what the Northwest pilots say they were doing when they overshot the Minneapolis airport by 150 miles last week. The pilots said they were using their personal laptops, and they lost track of time. The pilots told the NTSB they were focused on a new computer program that arranges crew schedules. They say they did not monitor the airplane during that talk. Delta Airlines, which owns Northwest, suspended the pilots, and Delta says that the offense violates airline policy and they may lose their jobs. At least one South Carolina lawmaker could bring up impeaching the governor during a special session about employment benefits today. Lawmakers adjourned back in June. That was just before Governor Mark Sanford secretly went to Argentina to be with his mistress. One South Carolina Republican says that impeachment would have been explored sooner if lawmakers had been in session when Sanford returned. Fidel and Raul Castro's younger sister says that she helped the CIA against her brothers for 8 years. In Juanita Castro's new memoir, she claims that she originally supported the Cuban Revolution that brought Fidel to power in 1959, but she became disillusioned and left Cuba in 1964. She says she refused payment for her help. The CIA hasn't made a comment. And those are the headlines. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.